You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
When it comes to sports in schools, there is no settled general law of the nation. Courts all over the country have ruled on this. Most of them have ruled, in fact, all of them have ruled, that access to public school sports teams is not a fundamental right. That means that homeschooled kids in most states cannot sue for the right to play on public school teams. But there are some places, like Florida, where a kid like Tim Tebow can learn at home and try out for the team at the local school. And lawmakers in the state of Virginia are trying to have the same kind of arrangement in their own state with something called the Tebow Bill in honor of the Denver Broncos quarterback. That's something that would have helped Patrick Foss, a homeschooled soccer player, now heading to the University of Virginia. Right, Patrick?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
So explain to me why, argue in favor of this bill for me. Why should somebody who's homeschooled and therefore doesn't have to follow the guidelines of the public high school be allowed to try out and play on the high school football team?
Well, for me, it's pretty easy. My parents are taxpayers, just like my next door neighbor, just like the person 2 doors down who's a starting point guard at the high school. For them, the decision to homeschool came because my mom was a public school teacher, and my dad was a freelance TV producer. And so for our family, it was better academics wise to have homeschooled, but there's no way that we could have the sports experience that you could get in a public school. Go ahead.
Well, that sounds like a pretty simple argument. Ken Tilley, executive director of the Virginia High School League. Ken, Patrick's parents are taxpayers. They help to support the public schools. Why shouldn't their kid be allowed to play on the teams?
Well, as you identified at the top of the show, participation in athletics and activities is not a fundamental right. There are thousands of taxpayers whose children meet the requirements for participation by being enrolled in the public schools and by meeting all 13 of the individual eligibility standards that have been adopted for participation by the Virginia High School League. We are an organization whose members are the public high schools in Virginia. A major part of our mission, a reason that we actually exist, is to establish and maintain high standards for school activities and competitions. We serve 314 schools, 200,000 students participate each year in VHSL programs, and there are 400,000 who are high school age potential participants by being students at our member schools. But not all of those students meet the standards that have been set, and not all of them are actually eligible and can participate.
It sounds, Ken, like you're saying that allowing homeschooled students to participate in public school sports would be to risk bringing down the standards of quality that you try to uphold in your high school league.
Absolutely. All of our students meet, as I mentioned, meet all 13 eligibility requirements for individual participation. The homeschoolers under the bill that has been proposed would only meet at most 6 of those 13 requirements. You have a double standard. In fact, you have a higher standard for the students who actually attend school than you do for those who don't even attend school. And how can that be fair? I've heard the homeschoolers and their advocates argue that we're not seeking preferential treatment. We simply want fairness. We want to meet the same requirements. Well, you're not doing that when you only meet 6 of the eligibility standards, and other public school students meet all 13.
So
that's
how about
not
that,
fair.
Patrick Foss? The issue of fairness. If they allowed you to try out for the soccer team at the high school, you wouldn't have to attend school all day long the way the other kids do. You wouldn't have to maintain a certain grade point average the way that the other kids do. Why should they have a separate set of standards for a homeschooled kid in order to allow them to play on a high school team?
You know, this position's a little bit insulting to me, to be honest, because I can assure you that most homeschool children are held to an exceptionally high standard. I haven't really heard a strong argument from those opposed to this legislation, but I do know people generally fear what they don't understand. I found homeschooling families to be extremely conscientious when they come to curricula, and most homeschoolers attend classes throughout the day as well. In fact, I take classes at the Northern Virginia Community College.
But wait a second, just a second, Patrick. Most families and students in a public school are hold to high standards. Most of them are very dedicated and conscientious. And there are those who are not, just like I'm sure for homeschoolers, there are those who are not. There are exceptions to everything, right? So why should they relax the standards for somebody who is homeschooled, the same standards that a kid in public school has to uphold?
I'm not sure that's what they're doing. You know, if you look at the bill, it says that you have to prove 2 years of satisfactory schooling before you can play. That, you know, that includes standardized testing for homeschoolers.
Okay, so let me take that back to you. That's Patrick Foss, a homeschooled soccer player now heading to the University of Virginia to play soccer. Ken Tilley is executive director of the Virginia High School League. So your response to Patrick that, in fact, it's impossible for somebody who's homeschooled to maintain an attendance record. They're homeschooled. How could they possibly meet that standard?
Well, that's true, but that's the standard that has been applied for public school students, and we feel that the other students should meet the same. I'd also like to comment on, and I congratulate Patrick. I think he's done terrific. He has talent. He's proven himself, and we wish him the best of success. But homeschoolers have access to athletic opportunities throughout the state. In fact, the Virginia Homeschool Athletic Association has supported or opposes this bill for that very reason. They feel that there are adequate opportunities.
Are they adequate? But they're not the same. I mean, you're not going to go to the championships if you're in a neighborhood league.
No, but you also don't have the same. Not every school is a state championship football team either. You can't just pick the best. You've got to take what you participate in.
That's Ken Tilley, executive director of the Virginia High School League, and Patrick Foss, homeschooled soccer player heading to the University of Virginia. Good luck in college, Patrick.
Thank you.
Doesn't seem like homeschooling or not playing in the school team hurt you at all. We want you to weigh in on this argument. 877-8 my take. Should homeschooled students be allowed to play on their local public school teams? 877-8 my take, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.